might have heard about our Mile High Profit Summit event coming up in September. You might also have heard that we've added a powerhouse package to the event called our Elite Package, where you get to spend the whole day with myself, Ben Newman, and Renee Rodriguez as we dig into your business and help you become more of an elite business owner who really wants to create a legacy. And this is for somebody who just might want to 10 to 20X their business in the next decade. All right. It's for somebody who wants to only work with high profit clients and learning how to communicate in ways that attract not only those high profit best clients, but also the best talent in your trade so you can fulfill all the work that you're selling. So I want you to imagine your business being on autopilot. Imagine owning a business that served you, one that is proactive and void of all the chaos in the typical business. What would that mean for your personal income? What would it mean for your quality of life? Head to milehighprofitsummit.com, click on the Elite Package and take control of your future. Not only do you get to hang with us for a day, you also get the full VIP experience with that throughout the course of Mile High Profit Summit main event. Mile High ProfitSummit.com. We have literally a handful of spots left. Don't miss out. Let's get after this. I'm out. Fighters, on this Monday Mojo, I'm going to share some thoughts that I sent out to our email list. So this might be a replay for you in some way, shape, or form, but I think it's important. And my question is this: do you watch tool porn? Are you addicted to tool porn? You know, every now and then I speak at a contractor event, you know, those ones with the big expo halls and booths of tools and equipment all jammed into an area. And usually with these events, they have like the main expo area, but then they have several classrooms set up for people like me to come in, and they pay us to come in and we deliver things that help you grow your business. And so there's these breakout areas. And these sessions are almost always on topics that'll help a contractor make more money. Now, in fact, why do you go to these events first off? Hopefully, you're going to make more money. If you're talking to somebody, one of the vendors who sells tools or equipment, you're there to learn how to be more efficient and how to make more money and how some of those tools will help you in your business. And sadly, these sessions that myself and I see so many other people do, They're not well attended. In fact, many are empty or maybe have five or so people in them out of the few hundred or couple thousand people that are there. And the good news is those few people that are in there, they're ready to learn and grow. They're ready to take their business to new levels because they understand the importance of getting that education. Now, here's the problem. Most attendees to these events are there to jerk off to all the tools and then go party. All right. Tough shit if I'm a little in your face with this, but it pisses me off, you know, and I make fun of it all the time. I'm like, you see, you know, somebody's like, hey, here's the X5000 saw blade. You got 4,000 people around for that demo. But then you have a session that's being put on by somebody where literal gold is being dropped for the contractors that are in there and the rooms aren't full. And that's a problem. All right. See, most contractors are struggling to generate highly qualified leads, more profitable sales, and to build a team and price their work properly and to know how to sell and on and on and on. Most contractors have no clue about their numbers. For example, at a recent event that I just did, which let's just say encouraged this video, I had a room full. All right. I was one of the few that actually had a room full of contractors in my breakouts. All right. And I asked by show of hands, who knows their monthly overhead? Not one hand went up. I then asked how many leads they need to break even. And again, no hands went up. Yet, the majority of contractors spent all their time jerking off to the tools and not focusing on becoming a craftsman of their business. I mean, guys, what the fuck? Let's get serious about building a business with the craftsman mentality. All right, not just a craftsman of your trade, but being a craftsman of building your business. Guys, I know that you know your trade craft inside and out. Let's do the same with your business and stop dicking around and stealing from your family. If you go to an event, You're there to learn to be a better business owner and make money, period. And there is gold being handed out in those business sessions. So plant your ass in a seat every now and then, grab a pen, and be a student and implement the shit that you're learning in those sessions. The way I see it is most of you contractors are badass mofos, all right? People who care deeply about what you do and have a massive desire to serve and add value to your clients and to the world and your community. And that is a great start, but it's time to bring things full circle and get dialed in as a true business owner. And that's really what we do here in The Fight. We take you from tradesperson to business owner, then to a millionaire. If that's the type of life that you want, then keep listening to the shit that I'm bringing to you here on a regular basis, because it's changing lives. I was on the phone this morning with a guy who made it, who does amazing work, and he joined our program, and he was doing $370,000 a year. The next year, he was doing just under $800,000, and this year, his third year, he's on track for 1.7. He's damn near doubling 3 years in a row because he chose to take that same mentality of being a craftsman with the trade and applying that to being a business owner. And it's pretty amazing how fucking fast things flip and start going in the right direction when you do that. You guys rock. I got to roll. I'm out.